Hello and welcome to Zen with Jen. I'm Jenna and I created this safe space for you to tune in and chill out. You see, Zen is a state of mind, and when you live in that peaceful headspace, life begins to feel a little more magical. So join me every week as I help you reach this level of enlightenment through guided meditations, motivating mantras, and mindfulness exercises designed to bring more awareness to the moment. It doesn't matter if you're a spiritual hotshot or skeptical of the metaphysical world. Trust that you are here for a reason. Now sit back, relax, and let's get Zen. Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome back to Zen with Jen. It's crazy to think that I started this podcast at the beginning of 2021. It was one of my goals and my intentions is to bring this meditation podcast to life. And here we are recording the final episode of the year. And granted, I only had like a handful of episodes from then to now. But you know what? I'm still showing up and I'm still doing it. And I promise to do more of it in the year ahead. So really quick, I want to give us all a round of applause for surviving another year. Because if I'm being honest here, this time of year, the days leading up to the new year can be very triggering. For me, and maybe you're feeling the same thing, watching everybody's highlight reel, and it's just kind of like, well, fuck, what did I do? What did I do this year? And it kind of makes you feel like you didn't do enough, you know? But it is a beautiful reminder to stay in your own lane because you, regardless of what you experienced this year, whether it was good or bad, you got through it. And that is enough. And that is something that you should be proud of. So again, round of applause for you and all that you accomplished this year. And rather than share the highlights of what happened in 2021, I would like to use this episode to share all the lessons that I learned in 2021. I love using this time as a way to reflect before I refocus for the year and see how much I've grown and see what experiences that I encountered that taught me things, because sometimes it's not, you know, like I said, everyone's sharing their highlight reel, but the good stuff, the really good stuff that helps us grow is the shitty shit that no one wants to talk about. So this episode, I'm going to get deep with you. I'm going to get honest with you, and I'm going to share some of the lessons that I learned in 2021. 12 lessons that I learned in 2021. So starting off with lesson number one, feel your vibe. And what I mean by this is from the moment the clock struck midnight on this year, I felt chills pulse through my body. Like they shot through my body, and you know, the Jen in the past would have thought, oh my gosh, these chills, it's a sign. It's going to be the best year yet. Something great is going to happen. But the older, wiser, more mature Jenna realized that these chills were just a sensation that I wanted to stay connected with throughout the year. It was such a good feeling, and it just made me present. I mean, I was literally counting down the seconds of the new year, and I felt it in my body. So your vibration, that vibrational energy, is within us all. And the only way to connect with it is to live in the moment. So anytime I was, you know, trying to control the future or dwelling on the past or, you know, just caught up in my head, I had to challenge myself to pull back to the moment and feel that vibration pulsing through me. And there were many moments throughout the year where I felt it. And it was just like the same exact feeling of when the ball dropped. And I don't know if I'm going to have the same kind of feeling as the ball drops on 2022, but I'm going to stay connected to my vibe and really focus on raising that frequency and making it feel even more tingly in my body. So yeah, really connect with that energy within, that intuition, the guidance telling you, showing you the right direction, and just reminding you to be present where you're at, because that is where the magic happens around you and within you. Moving on to lesson number 2. Change comes from consistency. One of the best things that I did for myself this year was I completed the 75 hard challenge. And if you have never heard about this challenge before, I'm not going to lie, it's very extreme and I don't recommend it for the faint-hearted, but I wanted to make a change. I wanted a change in my life. And rather than changing my living situation or my work situation, I decided to go within and change my lifestyle, you know, because that was some kind of a change that I had control over. And I showed up for 75 days and committed to this lifestyle. I didn't drink. I followed a diet. I drank a gallon of water every day. I worked out twice a day. And after the end of summer, which I did this in the summertime, which took the challenge to a whole new level because staying sober in the summer is very hard. But after this challenge, I had a full transformation, mind, body, and spirit. And it really showed me that I have to stick with something and follow something through if I really want to see the changes in it. So I think that's where I'm heading into this new year, hanging on to the idea and the word consistency. I want to show up consistently in my life and trust in the change that will happen in time from the beginning of 2022 to the end of 2022, just trusting the process and the journey and yeah, showing up consistently. And same with this podcast, like I wasn't consistent with this podcast. We all know that, but I know if I stay consistent with it from the beginning of 2022 all the way to the end of 2022, great changes will happen. I'll become better and more confident in my speaking. I can see some opportunities, create some opportunities for myself. Like who knows, get a better idea of my branding and what I want out of this, challenge myself to walk my talk even more. Like great things happen from consistency. So I just want to ask you and have you ask yourself, where can you be more consistent in your lifestyle heading into this new year? Because like I said, consistency is the word I'm carrying with me in the new year. And I think everyone can be more consistent in their life. So I'd like to invite you to join me on that journey of consistency. So if you want to see change happen in your life, where can you show up and be more consistent to allow that change to happen? And lesson number 3, walking is the shit. Going back to that 75 hard challenge, like I said, you had to work out twice a day. I incorporated morning walks into my routine and had one of my workouts be a walk in the morning. Started every day with a nice little walk, and oh my gosh, I fell in love with it. As a runner, you know, I always felt like it wasn't a solid workout if I didn't hit a certain time or work up a sweat or, you know, hit a certain amount of mileage. But walking definitely challenged me to slow down a little bit and appreciate the fact that I am just simply moving my body, and that is good enough. So if you are looking to incorporate healthier habits into your new year, start with walking. Like I think it is so underrated and people don't appreciate it enough. Actually, no, I think walking is getting very popular among people, and people are realizing like it's so great, not just for physical health, but mental health too. So yeah, I want to encourage you to wake up and start your day with a little walk instead of going out and grabbing drinks with your friends and to catch up, like ask them out for coffee and a walk. It's really nice to just get out, breathe in fresh air, be mindful of your steps and feel in your body. And yeah, walking is just one of the best things that you could do for yourself in the new year. So incorporate it into your lifestyle and you will thank me later. Okay. And lesson number 4, give yourself more credit. I know that this is something that I constantly need to work on. Like there were so many things that I accomplished this year that I didn't give myself any kind of credit for. I published a fucking book, and I think I need to scream that off of the rooftop, but I didn't even do that. I was embarrassed. Honestly, I was embarrassed when people ask me about it. I get shy and intimidated when people, ask about the book and want to know where they can buy it. And I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to be my own hype man. But I think that's something that is so important, because if you aren't going to cheer yourself on, who's going to do it for you? Like, you have to be the, what is it? You are the main character of your story. So you have to be proud of everything that you've done, everything that you've accomplished, everything that you've learned. So yeah, I think I need to give myself a little bit more credit. I accomplished, even though this can be triggering for a lot of people, me mentioning the highlight reels that I went through, I'm going to do it right now because I need a reminder for myself. I accomplished so many things this year, publishing a book, being featured on network television. What else did I do? Accomplishing that 75 hard challenge, building my freelance writing career. Like, there were so many things that I did this year that I did not give myself enough credit for. So think about the things that you accomplished this year and give yourself the credit that you deserve. We got to be our own hype men now and into 2022. So let's fucking go. I'm proud of you. And moving on to the next lesson. This was a hard one. This was a very hard one. But lesson number 5, boundaries. Boundaries are beneficial. And as hard as they are to set, you have to trust that it is the best thing that you could do for yourself. So I said that this episode was going to be real and raw and open and honest. So I'm going to be honest with you. I had to set a boundary with one of the people that I love the most, my dad. He did something this year and I didn't feel comfortable with it. So I'm like, hey, I'm setting this boundary. I'm going to take some space, assess how I'm feeling, and I'm going to get back to you. And it was hard. It was very hard, but I feel great about it because I needed to process my emotions through it. And if there's someone that is taking advantage of you and your love, knowing that you're always going to be there, because it's my fucking dad. I love the guy so much. He knows that he can do anything and he's still going to be a hero in my eyes. That's almost a little bit manipulating, you know? So you have to put your feelings first, regardless of who it's with. It could be your best friend. It could be your partner. It could be your work. If they're taking advantage of you, you need to take a step back and draw a line and be like, okay, how am I feeling? How does this make me feel? And really assess the situation from a fresh perspective. And you can't take it personally either, because there are going to be people, as much as I set a boundary this year, there was also boundaries set on me from friends in my life. So that you have to respect other people's boundaries too, and you can't take it personally. And they just are doing what's best for them, and you can only respect them for that. So heading into the new year, just be mindful of the boundaries that you need to set, whether it's with your family or your friends, whoever, and also honor and respect the boundaries that are set with you. Don't push people, let them come to you, let them figure it out on their own. And yeah, like I said, respect it. Because we're all trying to figure this shit out. We're all trying to figure it out. And sometimes you need the time and space in order to do that. Lesson number 6, let things come to you. This was another hard one for me to learn this year. I feel like birth charts were all the hype, you know, have been all the hype the last handful of years. But a lot of podcasts and books that I've read have always talked about human design. So this year I learned that my human design is a generator, which is kind of ironic because, you know, Jenna, generator. I feel like I was born into this role. But basically what a generator is supposed to do or not supposed to do, it's not supposed to chase opportunity. It's not supposed to try and make it happen, which is what I've been doing my whole life. And maybe that's why nothing's really worked out for me. As a generator, I'm supposed to just be still and let things come to me and trust in the fact that what is meant for me will come to me. And I want to give you this reminder, whatever your human design is, it's a beautiful reminder to have, because what is meant for you will find its way to you regardless of what happens. So sometimes we just have to trust in that and let it be and just keep living life the way you want to live rather than trying to chase all the things you think you're supposed to have, you know? this is a reminder for myself, be open, go with the flow, and trust that what is meant for you will come to you. And that's a perfect transition into lesson number 7, how to tap into the financial flow. This year, I learned that money is an energy, and I really changed my mindset around it and believed that it was flowing into my life effortlessly. And for the first time, I think in my 32 years, I finally felt financially stable. And that is a great, great feeling. Not even financially stable, but financially free. And I think it's something that we all aspire to have and to create for ourselves. So the sooner you learn how to tap into that money mindset and believe that you are worthy of all the riches in the world, the sooner you will see your bank account growing. I promise you that. And I think that I can do a whole episode on these money mantras and financial tips that I learned this year. And there's so many resources out there when it comes to finding financial stability and tapping into this energy source and changing your money mindset. So if there's anything to learn in 2022, it is how to make that cheddar. So read some books, listen to some podcasts. There's so much valuable information and resources out there. And if you want my money manifesting tips, reach out to me, because maybe this is a program that I would like to design to help other people tap into the wealth and riches that they deserve. So money, people, money makes the world go round. They say money can't buy happiness, but it does make things a lot better. It makes things a lot better. It is a part of the Zen lifestyle. I will say that. Lesson number 8 was another hard truth that I had to admit to myself, but I am a fuck girl. This is a term that I coined this year. I'm a fuck girl because I know fuck boys get a bad rap. And the last handful of years, I'm like, why do I keep attracting these douchebags into my life? Why do I keep attracting these toxic relationships into my life? Why do I keep attracting guys who aren't ready for a relationship into my life? Like, why can't I find this person? And I took a step back and realized that the common denominator was me. Again, hard truth that I had to admit to myself. The common denominator was me. And I got down to the root of the problem. And the reason I attract these kinds of men in my life is because I am just seeking attention. And there's nothing wrong with that. Every girl wants to be wanted. Every girl wants to be desired. I get that. But when you feed into it and with the wrong people, it's not going to work out. So becoming more aware of that, it's something that I'm trying to work on. I'm like, okay, why am I chasing this dude around? Is it because of the way they make me feel? Or is it because of a deeper seated issue of like, I just want to have my ego stroked? Because a lot of the time I do. And when it boils down to it, in my heart, I know I'm not ready for a relationship. I got way too much going on to focus any time and energy into another person. And I don't want to be a selfish partner either. I want to be able to give my whole heart to someone. But right now, my heart is in me. My heart is for myself. And I have to, as hard as it is, and sometimes it gets lonely as fuck, I have to stand in that power and not send a text message to someone who I had blocked for months at a time. You know, I have to embrace the loneliness and feel what I'm feeling rather than run to someone just to get the attention that I'm seeking. This was a tough truth to realize. And for any other woman out there who is wondering why she keeps attracting shitty guys in her life, or not shitty, you know, because every guy is great in their own way. I don't want to trash talk dudes, but attracting these toxic relationships, you have to ask yourself, what am I even seeking out of this relationship? Why do I keep going back to this person? Why do I keep running back? Because a majority of the time, it probably is just an ego thing, but you got to listen deeper to what your heart wants. And sometimes your heart can feel a little lonely, but that's when it's important to not just give yourself the self-love, but to surround yourself in the love that already exists in your life. There's so much love already in your life, and it's important to surround yourself with those people who want to love you and want to be there for you, and learning how to accept that love. I think that's another thing. I think that's something that I'm going to learn in 2022, is learning how to really accept love. Wow. I sound sad, but that's life, baby. We're all just growing. We're learning and we're living. The only way to do it is through living. So yeah, I'm a fuck girl. That was something that I learned about myself this year. Am I proud of it? No, but I'm owning it and I'm fixing it and I'm changing it. I'm doing something about it. And I hope that if you're a fuck girl, you do the same. And if you're a fuck boy, grow the fuck up. You know who's not a fuck boy? God. And that is lesson number 9. God is good. My relationship with God is something that I explored this 2021. And it was real. It was raw. I was reminded of how deep I dove into my relationship with God during my Spotify wrap-up, when Joel Osteen was the number one podcast that I listened to, because every Sunday I would walk along the beach listening to the message if I couldn't get to church with my dad. But yeah, God is good. And I think, again, religion is a very touchy topic, very taboo. People don't like talking about it. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why. My whole thing this year was, wow, if there's another energy out there that wants to love me, support me, guide me, bless me, why would I not want to form a connection and a relationship with that? Like, I have nothing to lose. Like, believing in God is such a humbling experience, and being able to put your faith in something farther, greater, beyond yourself, you got to do it. You got to do it, because we aren't in control of our lives. As much as we want to think we are, and as much as we think we have it all under control, it's not. But if you have faith, if you have faith in a higher power and a greater existence, then it's going to be okay, and it's all going to work out as it should. So this year, I'd like to encourage you to explore faith a little bit more and figure out how you want God to show up in your life and how you want him to support you. Because I do think a lot of people fear doing wrong in his eyes, and that's why they steer away from religion. But this year I definitely learned you can't do wrong in his eyes. He will love you and accept you regardless of whatever decision you make, because God is forgiving, because God is good. So that is my one of the greatest lessons that I learned this year, and it's something that I'm going to continue practicing in 2022, building my relationship with God and having faith in him and his plan for me. Lesson number 10 is to quiet the noise. And I think that it is so important, especially if you want to build a relationship with a higher power. You gotta quiet the noise. Our world is full of noise, whether it's listening to music, listening to podcasts, the media, your social situations, like everyone is pumping noise in your mind at all times. And myself included, I feel like I always walk with my AirPods in, and it's almost like a wall. It helps me put up a wall to the world around me, and it helps me get lost in my own little world. But there are other noises out there that are so beautiful and that I need to be more aware of, like my neighbor saying hello, or the ocean waves, or the sound of the wind in the trees. Like, I know I sound very hippity-dippity when I say that, but there is so much noise around us, that natural noise, that we need to learn how to quiet the sounds of the outside world and really connect with, you know, the right sounds. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense, but like, really tune in to the noise that you're putting into your brain, because it has a greater outcome and a greater effect on what's going on around you. So yeah, be aware of the noise, be mindful of the noise and the noise that you're taking in. And like, I'm so sensitive to noise. I've become so sensitive to noise. That's crazy. But that's nice, right? The silence. Take it in for a minute. And breathe it out. One more time. Breathe in the silence. And let it go. That's beautiful. All right. And with that sense of peace in your heart, we're going to move on to lesson number 11, which is how to live with less. That's something that I'm still continuing to learn. But this year, that was my main intention, was to live with less. And it's funny because I definitely experienced it about a month ago when I traveled to Florida for my best friend's wedding and I lost my luggage. Well, I didn't lose my luggage there, I lost my luggage, but I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing. And I knew that this was the universe's way of challenging me to live with less. And it was a beautiful reminder. It was a beautiful reminder that, like, we have everything that we need, and we do get so caught up in wanting more and striving for more and being more, but we're enough, we're whole. And just the airline losing my luggage, I had to have a mindset shift of, well, you know what? At least I made it safely. It could have been a lot worse. All these things in my luggage can be replaced. I was willing to let it all go, ready for American Airlines to cut me a check so I can get some new wardrobe. That was, again, me feeding into wanting more. Eventually, my luggage found its way back to me a month later, and I did get a check for a reimbursement of what I spent while I was out there. But I knew while I was out there, I had everything that I needed. And everyone, too, came to my support, and they're like, I have dresses, I have makeup, whatever you need, I got it. And that made me feel really good, too. So when you live with less, you'll be able to realize that, A, you have not only everything that you need, but you have more than you need. And I plan to carry this intention with me into 2022 and continue living with less and having a more minimalistic approach towards life. Except when it comes to my bank account, because that shit's growing, okay? Sometimes when you live with less, you receive more, and it's financially more, and that's a nice feeling too. So maybe that's why I had full financial freedom this year, because I learned to live with less. And the final lesson, the 12th lesson of 2021 that I learned, is to do the work. I got a lot of dreams, I got a lot of goals, I got a lot of ambition, but I can also be lazy as fuck sometimes, and it's hard to find the motivation to put in the work, but you won't be rewarded without a little bit of effort. And I think that it's very important to put effort into what you want, put effort into yourself, put effort into all that you do in order to get to where you want to be. Not only are we in the middle of a pandemic, so the effort that we want to put into things is very minimal, but we also come from an instant gratification generation, so it could be even harder to want to put in the work, especially if you're not seeing the results. But going back to change comes from a consistency, lesson number two, you got to put in the work if you want to see whatever you're trying to manifest come to fruition. You can make all the vision boards you want, you can set all the intentions that you want, all the resolutions, but if you're not putting effort into that day to day, you're not going to get to where you want to be. I hate to break it to you, but that's just the way it works. So it's time for you to do the work. Whatever you are trying to manifest in 2022, whatever you would like to see come to fruition in 2022, ask yourself, what can I do today to get me one step closer to that goal, to that dream, to that place in my life? So that's all I got for you today. That is all I got for you today. As for me, the work that I plan on doing in 2022, there's a lot of little things that I would like to change within my lifestyle and my day-to-day. But like I said, I'm carrying the word consistency with me and close to my heart. I'm going to show up consistently in my life and in all that I do and put in the work. And by the end, take it one day at a time. That's huge. Take it one day at a time. And by the end of 2022, because we all know that it's going to be here before we know it, I'm going to be doing another recap, 20 lessons I learned in 2022 or something like that. But consistency is where is how I plan to show up. And with that being said, I promise to be more consistent with this podcast. I really want to show up, good or bad. I think I've been allowing, like, my perfectionism is getting to me, and I use perfection. That's another lesson, bonus lesson. I realized this year that perfectionism is a form of procrastination. I've procrastinated so hard on this podcast because I felt like it had to be perfect and I was just sabotaging myself. So I do plan showing up more consistently every Monday with a new episode because I feel like everyone can start their week off with little Zen, you know, a little Zen vibe. So every week I will share a meditation, a mindfulness exercise, or some kind of little spiritual teaching to help you transform into the best version of you, because that is what I am here to do. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something from it. I would love to hear what you've learned this year in 2021. So feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Jenna Nicole or on TikTok at Zen with Jen, especially if you want to have more daily connection with me, daily mantras, because I am going to be more consistent on TikTok too, because damn, the way people have grown on TikTok, I'm kicking myself in the ass. I didn't get on it sooner, but it is what it is. I'm not going to take this opportunity for granted. Reach out to me with any questions that you and what you'd like to see in the new year. And until next week, stay Zen, my friend. See you next year. Stupid.